On the show today, we have Red Rocks Credit Union's very own Shauna Beatty and Co-op Financial Services' Nicole Reyes talking about fraud prevention, how Co-op helped Red Rocks in their fraud prevention. A really, really cool success story here, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have quite the tale about fraud for you all today, and a great kind of a user case study success story as well. Before we dive into the topic and get in the details, let's do some introductions, shall we? So right next to me is Red Rocks Credit Union's very own Shauna Beatty. Shauna, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're in a beautiful part of the country there in Red Rocks and in the Colorado area. So a gorgeous, gorgeous part of the country there. So, and that said, also in another beautiful part of the country, as you can see right behind her is Nicole Reyes from Co-op Financial Services. You're in Iowa, right?
Iowa. Yeah. Good morning, Mike.
Des Moines. Okay. Yeah. Another beautiful part of the country for sure. Yes. And it looks like a lovely day there in Iowa as well. So a lovely fall day. All righty. Hey, today, again, we are talking about, fraud prevention, something that's on the top of everybody's minds these days, especially credit unions. But before we get started, Shauna, can you just tell us a little bit about Red Rocks Credit Union besides it being in a beautiful part of our lovely country?
Sure. Red Rocks Credit Union is headquartered in Littleton, Colorado, and we believe in acting as a partner for our members. We strive to provide sound financial advice, affordable rates, and excellent service, but are driven by our mission to encourage, enable, and help our members realize their hopes, dreams, and aspirations, to help them intentionally live out their best life and find their sense of purpose. And finally, to inspire members to inspire others.
Indeed, indeed. Well said, well said. And Nicole, Co-op is obviously a multifaceted company, but can you tell us something a little bit about what you guys do in the fraud prevention department, that is, that you guys provide?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So Co-op, as you mentioned, we are an ecosystem, but we're very proud of our integrated service model, where assigned fraud prevention consultants work with and alongside our various tools and technologies to help detect abnormal activity, conduct trend analysis, and also create proactive fraud strategies that protect our clients' bottom line while supporting a seamless member experience.
Indeed. Yeah, you guys do that very, very well indeed. Now, Shauna, I'm coming back to you about the fraud experiences that you guys were experiencing. So can you tell us a little bit about what you guys were experiencing with some fraud challenges?
Sure. Prior to converting our cards over to Co-op, our team was noticing that most instances of fraud was happening over the weekend. We would spend quite some time on Monday mornings trying to figure out what happened so we could contact our processor to place the fraud rule. The problem, though, was that by the time all the tasks were completed, the trend was over and the fraudster had moved on, the losses just kept adding up. After we moved over to Co-op, we found that our cards were declining the same day the fraud started. When we contacted Co-op to place the fraud rule, they assured us they had already taken care of it. As soon as they noticed the trend of our members calling in, Co-op quickly acted on our behalf. We were amazed at the results and felt that we could finally breathe a sigh of relief knowing they were watching out for members. We no longer felt like a little fish in the ocean.
We don't want to be the little fish in the big pond for sure.
No.
So now, Nicole, so how did you guys connect with Red Rocks? And then how did you guys help them with this issue that Shauna was talking about?
Sure. So Red Rocks has been a partner of ours since about 2018, but especially with bringing credit and debit over, and having that assigned fraud prevention consultant there, a shout out to Rosalba Cruz, who specifically supports Red Rock. But to build on Shauna's point, fraud is ever evolving. So we must respond with agility and also having security and member protection top of mind. So what we say is that the fraud prevention consultants should be seen as an extension of the credit union's team, of Shauna's team, so that they are monitoring the credit union's portfolio and maintaining their subject matter expertise between the valid and the fraud spend patterns. And then, so they do that proactively. They're not waiting necessarily for the client, but then a big part of it is working together with our clients so that we're understanding and then also tailoring the custom risk scores. So to ensure we're meeting folks like Red Rock's needs.
Right. Right, indeed. And Shauna, coming back to you from our perspective, how did you work with co-op to bring fraud down? And if you can share any results, that would be spectacular as well.
Sure. It's been great working with co-op. They're so quick to respond. If they're not placing the fraud role on our behalf, they're quick to respond to our requests. The ease and simplicity of use has been wonderful. We can have a rule placed with one email the same day the request is made. The results have been outstanding. When we first converted our bin over to co-op in May of 2018, we had confirmed year-to-date fraud losses of 80% of budget, and that was in May. If we continued on the same path, we would have ended the year at 100% of budget.
Wow.
Because we converted over to co-op, our actual loss for 2018 was 89%. Since then, we continue to see success. We have seen the amount decrease each year, and we've been able to decrease our budget each year. In 2020, we closed the year at 26% of budget. Our budget this year is 50% less than it was last year.
Wow.
We closed September at 50% of our budget this year. To give you a numbers perspective, our budget in 2018 was $120,000. Mm-hmm. This year, it's $40,000.
Oh my gosh. Wow, a third of what it was. My gosh. Oh my gosh, Nicole. So you guys work with a lot of clients on this issue. Is there anything unique about working with Red Rocks that kind of sticks out in your mind in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll say number one, and really with any relationship, and that's what we see the client and the fraud prevention consultant. It's a partnership. It's no different. Communication. So keep those open lines of communication, be engaged and responsive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're unsure of what's happening on your portfolio, don't be afraid to reach out and ask questions, but also pass on relevant information that you're receiving from your members. We're seeing so much of a shift in first party involvement, an increase in phishing scams. And so the clients and the credit unions, they're going to know their members best, and they're going to know the inside and out of that relationship. So if you get any information from your members that may be relevant to the fraud that they experience, make sure that you're passing that on to your fraud team at co-op.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Communication is key, especially in this instance, for sure. And Shauna, besides doing the happy dance because of your budget is like a third of what it was originally. So based on your experience here, are there any best practices that you can recommend to other credit unions in this area? Because it sounds like you guys are a smashing success in this area.
I also agree to keep the lines of communication open with the processor. The credit union and processor should be working towards the same goal in protecting the credit union and the members. I also encourage teams to participate in every webinar and training your processor provides. They will never lead you in the wrong direction.
Indeed. And I'm going to stick with, this is a question for both of you, but I'll stick with Shauna on the first part of this one. You know, fraudsters obviously keep getting more and more determined and clever these days, as we all know. So is there a trend in fraud you guys have noticed or anything new that other credit unions should start looking for? Shauna, I'll start with you on that one.
We continue to see trends in fallback transactions and person-to-person cash transactions. But we are seeing an increase in members receiving emails, calls, and text messages trying to trick them into providing their card information.
Yeah, that's a very common one for sure. And Nicole, how about you guys from the co-op perspective?
Similar, fraudsters will go where the action is. So it's been interesting to see the change with the rapid digitization in spend and consumer behavior. I would also echo P2P, person to person, card not present continues to be a common fraud trend that the industry really struggles with. But there's also those first party components, whether willingly or unknowingly participating with the P2P type fraud scam. So the phishing attempts to obtain, their login information or trying to share, maybe their authentication codes.
Yeah, yeah. All important stuff for sure. And we can never have too much of this stuff. I think, more in this case, more the merrier in the protection area, that is not fraud, but protecting us from fraud. So the works that you guys do on the credit union side and on the co-op side is phenomenal. And we thank you for all of your efforts there. And this is a great message to share with other credit unions as well. So thank you guys both for your time today. Appreciate it. Any final words, any final thoughts here? Shauna, I'll start with you. Any final thoughts of wisdom on this topic that you guys have experienced?
I would say just continue to keep at it. And the the fraud trends change all the time. Mm-hmm. And just to be agile and really thinking forward, if you were in that fraudster's shoes, what would you do to try to commit fraud and then just keep on top of it?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, consistency is key. And Nicole, any final thoughts here?
I would say monitor unusual activity. So not just even card transactions, but your reporting or your resources, if you're seeing any kind of spikes in account not on file testing or anything of that matter, make mm-hmm. sure that you're monitoring. And then secondly, I'll mention, I know from a credit union space especially, we're very much member focused, but don't be afraid to ask your member questions. You know, we're seeing an increase in fraud and disputes. Don't be afraid to ask some questions to kind of dig in a little bit and get to the bottom of maybe where this occurred or how the fraud had taken place.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to take fraud. Yeah, on that note, it'd be interesting to do like a survey with your members. I don't know if you guys do that at all. I mean, I don't know if you guys do that at Red Rocks, Shauna, but I don't know, popped in my head. It'd be kind of cool. I mean, not cool, but just be interesting to survey your members on what they've experienced in the fraud area, just to kind of get some, you know, new information coming in. Cause I'm sure maybe some people may not report stuff, but it'd be just really interesting to see, get their perspective as well. Just kind of dovetailing on what you said, Nicole, get this information from your members. So be interesting to see for sure. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you guys handle that. You guys are the experts. So I'm just here talking. But anyway, thank you so much again for your time today. Appreciate it. This is a very, very important topic. Again, like we said at the top of the show, this is top of mind for just about everybody on planet Earth, basically. So you guys are right out there in the mix, helping folks out, keeping us safe. So we appreciate your work.
Yeah. Shauna, good to see you again. Mike, thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you.